Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We are back in the Focus Conversationally. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, the DJB Experience. Don't forget, we're going to give away a laptop on Black Friday. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJB Show, for the details of how we will give that away on the air. Joining us in a few moments is pet expert Warren Eckstein with some more tips on taking care of your dog, especially as we get close to Thanksgiving, the do's and don'ts of what you give your dog to eat. The Chinese are active everywhere trying to buy up American businesses. I find this to be a heralding of the continuing onslaught. And I find it because in my neighborhood, my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, we have a lot of very prominent businesses that are headquartered here. The worldwide headquarters for Staples is in Framingham. Worldwide headquarters for TJX, TJ Maxx, is in Framingham. The Bose Corporation was started, founded, and is headquartered here in Framingham. There are a number of large corporations that have found this a good place, strategically located outside of Boston, blah, blah, blah. One of the companies is called International Data Group, otherwise known as IDG. You know them because they publish magazines like PC World and others that are focused in the PC World is what you would expect. Everybody here read PC World? It's in most, I mean, you can't.
I've done the .com version, but
yeah,
not
right.
The actual, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you can't go into an office without, what is the old expression, swing a dead cat and you see a copy of PC World. Anyway, this company is worth $1 billion, the publishing rights to all the things. And they're headquartered here. And the Chinese investor group, headed by Hugo Shuang, has offered to pay $1 billion. To take over this company. So the Chinese will come to Framingham. They will figure out whether they want to keep the headquarters here or they want to move it to Hong Kong or Feng Shui or whatever it is they move it to. So I find, I don't know, is it good or not good? It's great for this family. They went public a while ago, and then but the family has already cashed out. But now all the stockholders will cash out with the $1 billion. But imagine spending $1 billion just to buy a publishing company like that, that's a specialty publishing company. I find that fascinating.
And at a time where magazines are pretty much dead. I mean, there are very few that are still in circulation. I mean, the tabloids, especially in the summertime, because people take them on vacation and, you know, and they sell big at airports. But other than that, regular circulations are just, they're dead, if not dying right now on the vine.
Yeah, right. All right. We'll bring people and dogs and cats and everybody back to life. Warren Eckstein is here, who is the host of the Pet Show. I'd like to have him on for an extended period. He does a pet tip every day on the program, and he shows up once a week to give us advice. And then there are comments from people that always seem to develop after you've been on the air and you've said something in one of your appearances here or posted. Warren does a pet show that's heard around the country on lots of great radio stations every weekend. And he's created a line of pet vitamins and minerals called Hugs and Kisses. One line specifically for dogs. Another line specifically for cats. And I will tell you, Warren, that Meredith is one of your big fans. She doesn't ask me. She never asks me to get something for free. Excuse me. She
free.
Never asked me to get something free.
For free?
Yeah. See what a bad influence you are on me, Victoria?
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure. Blame Victoria.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's bad English, Warren, in case you didn't get that. So she buys these things. She loves giving hugs and kisses to Millie. You have created something very good. You've done a wonderful. You've been on the air for so long, and you've helped so many people. You've had so much time with dogs. I wonder about things that we forget about. We have emergency survival kits for our children, sometimes for ourselves. But do you think about your pet? If you are worried about survival, have you worried about survival of your pet? 7 days supply of this, that, and the other. Isn't that what we put aside for ourselves if we're worried about a even a hurricane or a tornado or something? So shouldn't we be thinking about emergency survival kits for our pets?
You know, it's a great question, Doug. And right after Hurricane Katrina, I was contacted by the Department of Homeland Security and put on board. And what I did with the Homeland Security Department was basically talk to people about the importance of having an emergency preparedness, not only for the human family members, but those that don't walk upright as well. And it's very similar things. You know, 7 days, they usually say 3 or 4 days, but 7 days is a great way to go. Make sure you have water. Make sure you have food. Make sure you have bandages. If your dog is on medication, make sure you have the medication and extra prescription. An extra leash, an extra collar. Where I live in Santa Monica, you know, God forbid it should be for a while, but we have earthquakes out here. So I always have little booties available for my dog so I can put those booties on them if I have to walk them around. There's a lot of glass and debris around. So just using common sense. And there are now, you can actually go online and buy little first aid kits for your pets, but it's important to prepare an emergency. For example, in my neighborhood, what I did is I organized with my neighbors, because again, we're earthquake, or whether you live in a place where there's floods or hurricanes, I organized with my neighbors to know which pets are in my neighborhood. And if they weren't home, where we can go, and there's one person that has keys to everyone's home, someone we trust, obviously, as an emergency evacuation scenario if we need to.
Do you realize how hard it's been for Jennifer to not comment on the little booty comment?
I know. I'm being so mature, by the way. Just FYI.
The smoke coming out of her ears.
But Jennifer, you live in Cali. You know that they tell you to get ready for an earthquake, have a pair of shoes or something alongside of the bed so you can put them right on. And dog, you know, when I was working at Ground Zero at 9/11, all of the dogs there had to wear booties because of all of the debris that was around it. And in an earthquake, it could be the same thing. So it's important to do that.
All right, so there it is. Emergency survival kits and guides for you to think about. Warren, next time, the pet fella. Go to thepetshow.com and find out what's happening on the pet show this weekend. There's a great podcast, all kinds of information from Warren. He's my hero. It's 14 past the hour. In a moment, what to do if you are considering bankruptcy. That idea will help you. We're here to help. I was going to say on good days. And, you know, I've been working at this. How long have we been doing the DJV thing? About, what, 4 months?
A few months now, yeah.
A couple months, yeah.
I have only slipped once or twice.
You have. It's true.
There is one of them. Maybe once or twice it's okay. But after that, I get demerits. The girls get a buck for every time I say good day. Yes.
Nice.
All right. Hey, Warren, thank you. Good to have you here. As usual, I already told you what time it was, and I already made a mistake. This is the DJV experience on the radio.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the key to happiness? Blogger Michelle Connelly says research shows two controllable factors.
First, your circumstances. They're only responsible for 20% of the happiness you have a say in.
Yet this is what most people chase. Money, status, possessions.
Worse yet, it only makes a short-term difference. So what's the real key?
Second, your actions. They create about 80% of the happiness you control, and the effects last longer. What specific actions?
Thinking good things, like being grateful.
Doing good things, like exercising.
Improving yourself, like learning a new skill.
So do something good today for your happiness. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He has a voice everyone knows, but as a child, he stuttered so badly he refused to speak.
He was functionally mute for 8 years. He finally spoke thanks to a high school teacher who challenged him.
The young man had taken an interest in poetry. He wrote a poem the teacher thought was really good.
So good, the teacher thought it was plagiarized. The only way to prove otherwise was to recite it by memory in front of the whole class.
The young man did it. That day, he started coming out of his shell.
Eventually, he became an actor. You may know him as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
James Earl Jones turned his biggest weakness into his greatest strength. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was one of the most punishing runners in NFL history. He led the Miami Dolphins to back-to-back victories in Super Bowl VII and VIII.
You know, you just have 265 pounds of pure, unadulterated dynamite.
What the Larry Zonka?
So where is Larry Zonka now? Larry hosts Napa's North to Alaska on the NBC Sports Network, featuring his enthusiasm for outdoor sports. He helps raise money for the Outdoor Dream Foundation, sending children with life-threatening illnesses on the hunting and fishing adventures of their dreams. Larry also continues to work closely with the Wounded Warrior Project.
I had an opportunity to go out with some of the Wounded Warriors over the years. It's been a real mind-expanding experience.
Larry Zonka, a real keeper. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So there are a number of financial items that are important for us to consider today. If you are thinking about bankruptcy, and I tell you this not to make it a downer, sort of, but there are a lot of people who, around this time of year, look at what they, especially if you're self-employed, you look at the realities of what's going on, and there are various things you can do. Chapter 7, for example, most of your unsecured debt is erased. Credit card, medical bills, that sort of thing. You still have to pay your student loans and taxes. Your property can be taken. But if you're going to Chapter 13, this is what always confused me. It was Chapter 13, Chapter 11, Chapter 7. Okay, what's best for me? If you're under 13, you keep your property, but you got to repay some of the debts. Judges usually give you about 5 years to pay them back. Then you have Chapter 11, which is the worst. I think it's the worst option. You lose pretty much everything. You can kiss your life and your assets goodbye. But how do people get into that situation? Do you anybody here know anyone who's ever gone bankrupt? They declared bankruptcy. No, Jennifer, you know anybody?
Not in a close way, not like a close friend. But it's so bad because even though it helps you with your debt at the moment, I mean, that follows you. It's really hard to come back.
7 years.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 7 years.
This is not meant to be a snarky question. This is a genuine question. But how did Donald Trump do that so many times? Because he's restructured a bunch of times, right? He's filed for bankruptcy, but it must be a different
for
chapter.
And also because businesses have protection of the business, right? Mm-hmm. And so as a person, as an individual, when you file from bankruptcy, there's not like you can change your name and say, well, now I'm Doug Steffen. How you doing?
Well,
get away from the bankruptcy.
There's a structure
with businesses,
and what Trump does
is that if you're incorporated, like if you're
he sets up different LLCs or corporations that do one thing and one thing only. Like this LLC will own a hotel. This LLC will own the airline. This LLC will own a restaurant. He doesn't have one big giant corporation that runs everything. He separates them out. And in terms of it being solid business, it is, because if the business is weak, it doesn't drag down the rest of your business. It just depends on your point of view.
Yeah, I think it's good that you explain that, because a lot of people are genuinely confused about that. You hear these headlines and you hear about that
Trump's
all the time.
Trump's gone bankrupt. Well, some of his businesses.
His person
that didn't,
has not.
He will try something to make it work. And, you know, I mean, when you think of what's been thrown against the wall by him in his defense, not that I have to be his defender, but this guy's created hundreds of businesses. And have some of them failed? Yep. But many more of them have succeeded than not. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see if he takes that acumen and applies it to the people he hires to run the government. That's what.
And
I'm
if you're running your own business, it is so smart to get yourself incorporated or provide yourself with protection.
Yeah,
right.
LLCs
right.
are even better. 21 after the hour.